Ours to Protect. In association with the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland, check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
For the past 8 months, the Clovelly Coffee Shop on Common Quay Street near the Bullring in the very heart of Wexford Town has gained a loyal customer base with its quirky interior, tasty coffee fixes and plenty for local foodies to enjoy. However, this savvy business set up by local man Joe O'Connor is now becoming known for its sustainability outlook as it strives to become as climate friendly as possible. We headed down to Clovelly to meet with owner Joe and began by asking about a new initiative he set up using recyclable cups and bowls.
So we originally were looking at compostable bowls and compostable cups, but the manufacturer said that there is a shift away from all compostable stuff and more to recyclable stuff, mainly to go with the EU initiative. Ireland is really good at compostable, so it's probably a bit unfortunate that we're gone away from that, but because EU are pushing recyclable, now Ireland is sort of following along. And being honest, it suits a business owner because recyclable is cheaper for us to buy. There is different levels of recyclable cups and bowls that we use. Our manufacturer now is the first in Europe, they reckon, that are going to be using fully recyclable bowls.
With cost of living as high as ever and many small businesses struggling to stay open, we were curious to see if being more sustainable was something that was costing the business more and what impact it was having on prices being offered to customers.
Our cost, depending on if it's compostable or recyclable, will vary. No is the answer to does the customer's cost change. We opened last June. There's been obviously costs outside of packaging that have increased, our raw materials, but we have kept our prices the very same. So while prices have fluctuated, we've kept our prices the same.
Last year, Killarney became the first Irish town to ban single-use coffee cups. The blanket bring or buy reusable scheme was introduced in the town, which was getting through 23,000 cups a week. So we asked Joe if he could see Wexford following their lead.
Funny, I was only talking about this with someone last week. It was a brilliant initiative and I really liked the initiative. I suppose being strong on it consistently is a tough gig. Realistically, you're probably going to turn away a lot of customers if you only have reusable cups. Because I haven't seen much about it in Killarney now lately. I don't, as far as I know, it's not as strong as it was in the first couple of months. Look, while the idea is really, really good, it's probably something that's going to take a massive shift in attitude to really implement. And while it's probably the old cliche, there's strength in numbers. So fair enough, everyone paddles their own boat, but it really would help, I suppose, if we had everyone maybe getting on board.
We now know from speaking with Joe, he knows a thing or two about sustainability. So we finished off by asking about any other green initiatives the business has.
Yeah, we do a little small thing. We recycle our coffee grounds. So we use it. It's actually really good for a garden. So some of our customers take it away. No, not all the time. It is only an irregular thing.
Ours to Protect. In association with the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.